All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're playing Bear Witness, so let's get started. After lying with your girls for a few minutes, you feel what you're fairly sure is Heidi's hand sliding up to your crotch. Heh, really? Uh-huh. She's insatiable. You should know that by now. Oh, I knew. Maybe I'm a little surprised at the timing. Any time is a good time for loving the two people I want most in the world. Aw, babe. Hey now, I want in on this. Oh, fuck. Heidi reaches up with a small hand, grasping the front of your shirt and pulling herself to you. You laugh as she stumbles against you, then kiss each of your girlfriends in turn. Let's take advantage of this bed the feds are paying for. Feds, eh? You trying to sound like a pwn or something? Shut up and fuck me. Here we go. Oh god, I don't think I could ever- Oh fuck! Ever what? Give this up! She shudders in your arms as your diminutive blonde girlfriend drags her tongue up and down Athena's wet pussy. You'll never have to. You grab Athena's throat, turning her face to yours so you can kiss her as your other hand explores her nipple. I don't know if I'm gonna come tonight. I'm pretty stressed, but this feels amazing. Don't! Too late, you see a spark in Heidi's eyes as she redoubles her efforts. You sigh. I was gonna say, don't take that as a challenge, but I was too late. Fuck, no, you can... Oh, baby, you can take it any way you like. Fuck! Well, they're doing the thing. Heidi giggles, the sound muffled with her mouth occupied on Athena's wet slit. You're a terrible influence. She is. Oh! Are you gonna come? No, but it feels so good. You let Athena enjoy it a while longer, kissing her from time to time, touching her in other places, until she finally reaches down and gently guides Heidi from between her legs. Enough. I'm done. Thank you, babe. It's just too much at this point. Did you enjoy yourself? Oh yeah, now I want to sleep. Heh, you're such a dude sometimes. Shut up, or I'm going to talk about my pegging kink for next time. Uh-oh. Wait, were you serious? Babe, Athena? She probably was, but don't worry. I'll protect your virgin butthole. Well, there's a sentence you'd expect only to hear in prison. Oh, you want to be the guard and I can be the prisoner? Wait, what? How did your brain switch immediately to a role play? You know what? Fuck it. No, but I want you riding me right now. Yay! I love you, Grim. I love you too, both of you. Conversation in my life feels so vacant. Without you, I'm just moving in between. The sad reality, no, I'm patient. But I've been out here waiting for someone else to fill the void in me. A harsh reality. Fuck. And I thought you were someone else. But I'm here by myself, holding on to what you left. Was it all in my head? Whoops. You flip Heidi around as she lets out a quiet squeal. Again, babe. You hear Heidi whispering to Athena as you fuck her. You're not sure what she's saying, but at one point you catch a small smile on Athena's face. The hell are you whispering over there? I'm just telling her how happy we're all gonna be together. That will make a wonderful family. And I'm gonna help hold you down for pegging. Heh, well, we'll see about that. For now. You pick up the pace, and she lets out a small squeak as you begin slamming into her. Oh, fuck! Oh! She spasms hard, almost bucking you off, but you hold tightly onto her and drive towards the finish line. One fall! That was fucking hot! Heh, yeah. The two of you flop over with you spooning behind her. Wait! Keep your dick in me. You kiss the back of her neck softly and nuzzle against her before letting sleep finally overtake you. Babe, you feel a gentle shaking and you hear your name a few times before your mind begins to process it. Slowly, you find yourself clawing your way back to consciousness. Babe, Grim, what's up? You hear a gentle tapping at the hotel room door. I couldn't get you off me to answer, so will you? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's... Sadie pushes you back into your room, following. She closes the door quietly behind her. It's for you. You just now realize that Sadie looks terrified, pale, shaking, her eyes wide. You take the phone from her and bring it to your ear. Everything feels like it's in slow motion, as if you know who is on the other end. Hello? There he is. Hey, kiddo. Long time no see. Caprio? Just call me Joey, kid. After all, we've known each other a long time. What do you want? I want you to come see me. I'll send you the address. Why the fuck would I do that? Because if you don't, I'm gonna snuff your school principal. My what? Sadie whispers urgently. He's calling from Dean Walsh's phone. You got 20 minutes, Shelby. Come alone or I'll splatter the old man's brains all over the concrete. And if you call the cops, I'll know. The line goes dead in your ear. What are you gonna do? What's going on? You turn to see Athena sitting up, rubbing the bleariness from her eyes. You explain to her and Heidi what's going on, relaying what was said in the phone call. So he's going to kill the dean unless we let him kill you? What the fuck? What do you want to do? I don't know, I have an idea. We need to stop somewhere real quick first. Sadie, I need you to run interference. She looks at you, shocked. What? Just keep the deputies or whoever is guarding the floor distracted, okay? How? Go talk to him or ask him to walk you down to the little store in the lobby. Okay, thank you. You give your cousin a hug before ushering her out the door. Turning around, you see your girlfriends are already dressed and ready. Waiting on you, babe. Okay, let's do this. This might be the very last chapter of Bear Witness, guys. The very last video for Bear Witness. I think we're at the end. Give me a minute to get around the back side of the building. Okay, but hurry, and be careful. I will. You take a moment to compose yourself. I love you both. Heidi smiles at you, and Athena unbuckles herself to lean into the back. Please don't make a move unless you're sure. over here looking like James Bond. Hey, ladies, you lost? Yeah, can you tell us where the hot springs are? The what now? It's a little spa and hot springs place. We were told there was one in Saratoga. Saratoga? Honey, you're way lost. How the hell did you end up in... Snap, something catches the goon's attention and he spins around. Nuh-uh-uh, kid. Stupid. I'm sure Joey would have made it quick if you hadn't been a fucking idiot about this. Now get your hands on your head and turn around. You two get out of the vehicle now or I shoot him in the face. As soon as the man's eyes are off you, you spin towards him and rush him. The gun goes off and the goon is staggered. Takes you a moment to realize you've been shot. You know you're in shock because you realize Athena has gotten out of the car and is wailing on the goon with her baseball bat. You have no idea how she managed to get the upper hand. I think she killed him. The fuck is going on out here? You, goth girl, drop the fucking bat and get on your knees. Blondie, get out of the car and get your little ass over here. That's right. You get on your down on your knees too, sweetheart. Stupid kid, you bring two more people into this? Now I gotta create twice as many bodies. I ain't got time to fuck around here. Just know that this was on you. He raises the gun and points it at you. There's a moment where you meet his eyes and you realize he's enjoying this. Fuck. Gunshot rings out and you find yourself disoriented, sure that the bullet has just gone through your brain. But the blood that splatters all around you isn't your own. Two more gunshots ring out and Joey Smiles collapses in front of you. You feel a sense of weightlessness and your vision dims. You hear Heidi screech out your name as you slump forward onto the ground. You feel your blood pooling beneath you and you slip into the darkness. Whoops. GSW, right side abdomen. Gunshot wound. Prep him. Someone, call Dr. Agostino. He's crashing. You awaken, but struggle to open your eyes. The room feels too bright, and you wonder for a moment if you died. You try to speak, but the best you can do at first is croak. But it's enough to catch the attention of your girlfriends. Babe, how are you feeling? You clear your throat and try again, though something about how you cough shoots pain throughout your abdomen and down into your groin. Shit! Hold on, let me get a nurse. Her hand feels cold, but you press your cheek against it, finding comfort in her touch nonetheless. You scared us, you know? I'm sorry. Good morning, Mr. Beck. I've informed your surgeon that you're awake, so he'll be down in a bit to say hello. How are you feeling? Like I got shot. That's good, because that's what happened. I'm going to administer a painkiller, but it'll be just enough to take the edge off. Dr. Agostino will want to talk with you some, so we'll up the dose a bit after that. You nod at her, then smile up at your girls. What happened? Well? Joey Caprio's dead. Oh, shit. An image flashes in your mind. Athena, gun in her hand, snarling in rage as Caprio bleeds out. Oh, shit, you killed him. Yeah. Are you okay? I think so. It hasn't really settled with me yet. How long have we been here? It's been about 30 hours since you were shot, so just over a day. What the? You feel a moment of weightlessness and you let out an involuntary giggle. Oh, it's working quick. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Kool-Aid Man. Everything happening right now.
He's coming through the wall. Oh, yeah. Is it helping? Fuck yeah, it's helping. I still feel like I got kicked by a mule, but it's less pertinent. It'll be better once you get the full dose, but I'm glad it's helping now. Mr. Beck, I'm Dr. Agostino. I'm glad to see you're awake. How are you feeling? A bit better now, but it's still hurting. The doctor leans in towards the nurse and asks something in a low voice. She nods and responds, but she can't quite catch what she says. Well, we should be able to take care of that in just a moment. I wanted to ask you a few questions and then give you a rundown of the surgery and for your care this point forward. Would you like your friends to stay, or would you prefer some privacy? They're my girlfriends and I want them to stay. You better. You narrow your eyes at her. Be nice, I'm in pain. You're right, I'm sorry. You spend the next half hour learning about your wound and the surgery, the damage it did to your large intestine, and what your healing process will look like. So, any other questions? Nothing comes to mind. Great, I'll have the nurse return and up your painkillers. You've got a button on the wall to call her if you need anything else. In the meantime, just rest up and thank your lucky stars that gunshot wound wasn't much worse. Don't worry, my boot up his ass is going to make up for any lack of damage from the bullet. Go easy on him, Jed. He's still in a lot of pain and he's going to be disoriented shortly. I'll try. Wait, why does he get to call you Jed? Because he didn't get me in a shit ton of trouble acting like a fool last night. Okay, that's fair. What in God's name were you thinking? I didn't want the dean to get killed because of me. I had to. Oh, horseshit. I swear there isn't a lick of common sense among the three of you. What should have happened is you tell me what's going on and I address it. They said if we told the cops, they'd know, and something about the way you tensed up sends a shooting pain through your abdomen and you let out a barking cough as it hits you. Fuck. Hold on. I'm giving you the rest of the pain meds now. You should feel it in... It hits you hard and you feel almost unsettled, nauseated for a moment. Oh. There we go. If the pain starts to creep back in to the point you can't handle it, just buzz me, okay? We will. Thank you. You're welcome, sweetie. Please take it easy on him. I am. Kid, if you've gotten killed, he takes a deep breath. You gotta swear to me you won't pull that kind of heroic dumb shit again. I can't guarantee that, man. What happens if the outfit comes after us again? What if they take one of the girls? They won't. Even after we killed Caprio? You didn't kill anyone. Athena did. You glance at her, confused. And? She's apparently safe from any kind of retribution. At least that's what we're being told. By who? The outfit? He nods, and you take a moment to ponder this new information. And you believe them? Yeah, I do. Joey Smiles was always a pain in their asses. Him dying isn't an issue. If it had been you, however, that pulled the trigger, I think there may have been issues. Why? You were a witness against him, and your father was in bed with the outfit. By association, in this case, by family, the outfit considered you to be one of theirs. Or at least somewhere in whatever organizational chart they might have. So if you killed him, they'd be looking for you. But Athena isn't on their radar, or wasn't. Right, so... Does that mean we're okay? I think it does. We'll follow up on it, of course, but regardless, I think it'd be best if we relocated you. Shit. Your stomach roils again, though you're fairly sure this time it's just the stress of knowing they're gonna make you move again. What if he's not... Wait, if he's not a target, then why? I can't be certain of that. I think it would be safer for him to be elsewhere. For that matter, Athena, I think you might want to consider witness protection as well. No, both of them? Yeah, I'm sorry. Can we... Will you give us a little time to discuss this? Sure, you've got a guard in the room at all times, so you're safe here, but be sure to get some rest.
I will.
Tomlinson leaves the room. As soon as the door closes, Athena and Heidi get into a frenzied discussion. You want to keep up with it, listen to what they're saying, but you're having trouble focusing. Before you know it, sleep has stolen over you, and you fall unconscious to the voices of the two people you love most in the world. Six months later. It didn't take much convincing from your girlfriends for you to remain at PCA. It turns out Tomlinson was on the money. With Joey Smiles dead, you were safe to live your life and leave WITSEC. Neither Athena nor Heidi was a big fan of Shelby, though, so you kept your newer name. Hey, you Cruz. Excuse me. Hey, you Cuz. How you feeling? Pretty good. Pain has gotten less as it's gotten warmer. I'm thinking next winter might be brutal, though. I'm so sorry, that's gotta suck. But I'm glad you're feeling better now. Me too. How have you been? Good. Your mom keeps calling me, though. She's just not gonna leave alone, is she? I wish I'd never done that damn interview. Yeah, but it could be worse. You could be in witness protection, still far from your favorite cousin in the world. True. The two of you laugh as you hug. I might not stay in Plattsburgh, though. What? Why? You let out a sigh and run a hand over your scalp. Just a lot that's gone on here. Some really great memories, but also some really bad ones. Plus, I don't know if I can handle the cold anymore. Like I said, I expect next winter to be brutal. Well, I understand. I guess you gotta do what's best for you. I'm sorry. I promise to stay in touch, though. You better. Well, I gotta split. This is the last class of my semester. I don't want to be late. Sounds good, and I'll keep you updated on our new decision. Okay. Hey, you sexy, looking for a ride? You bet. Ha ha ha, hi. Hello, beautiful. You look cute today. Thanks, babe. Oh, shit. I should have worn a helmet. Excuse me. I should have worn a helmet. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Aha. No, it's okay. Barely a bump. Worth it for you to get all caveman with me. Oh, you like me manhandling you? Athena bites her lip and nods. We got time for a quickie, Groog? Actually, no. Aw. Heidi's gonna be home shortly, and then we have dinner reservations in about an hour. Oh, wait, for what? I'm taking you two out. Get dressed. Something slinky. Oh, okay. Athena bounds off to her bathroom. Well, she'll be heading there, but she's going to her bedroom first. Athena bounds off to her bedroom, just managing to avoid your hand as you try to slap her ass. You hear the front door open just a moment later, and your other girlfriend shouts as she enters. I'm home! Jeeves, bring me my slippers. I got your Jeeves right here. Oh no! Get away! Ah, unhand me, beast! You let out a low growl as you kiss her neck and sink your teeth into her shoulder, biting gently. Oh, or maybe not. Hand me, beast! Hand me, beast? Is that a thing? Aha, what? I don't know, whatever the opposite of unhand is. I was gonna say, hand you what exactly? We still on for dinner? Yep, Athena's already getting changed, so best get your perky little ass in gear. Yay! Fortunately, the little blonde doesn't manage to avoid your hand as you give said perky ass a resounding smirk. She yelps and then lets out a cackle. Not that kind of cackle. As she rushes to her room. I'll get you, my pretty. No, again, not that. One eternity later. We look amazing. Yeah, you do. They look great. And it's goth, I don't want to say goth casual. Well, yeah, it's more, it's still goth, but it's evening wear. So it's classy, yet still goth. I love that, right? And of course, Heidi looks nice too. Damn right we do. What? It's been 84 years. Oh my God, you are ridiculous. You couldn't be patient knowing that all this. She gestures up and down both her body and Athena's. Would be coming out here for you? We should leave him here and go have dinner, just the two of us. Oh, that's... Oh, hell no. Hey, you're gonna mess up our makeup. That's what you get for threatening to leave me behind. Oh, yes, punish me some more, you slut. This is interesting, because I've never seen how a man with two girlfriends behaves. It's even in these games. Like, you kiss one, and then you kiss the other. It's like you give her attention, and then you give her attention. I don't know if I could do more than two. Because then, I mean, what do you do with the third one? You don't want them to all get jealous. You have to give them all equal attention. It's like having pets. If you give one more attention than the other, they start fighting each other. Uh-huh. Oh, it's a nice candlelit dinner. I'm gonna love you till the end of time. Oh, the food looks delicious. And asparagus, so they'll all be gassy tonight. Look, I'm just going to be honest with you. You eat enough asparagus, and you're going to find out that beans aren't the only magical fruit. I don't know why people don't like asparagus. There's all these people that say, "Ugh, asparagus? It's not going to kill you." I know it kind of has a little bit of a slimy texture, but it's quite good. I love talking on food. Yes, Grandma's going to make you eat your vegetables, kiddies. Look, I had to finish my plate before I got dessert. That's how I was taught. Kids are really finicky now. And I do mean you 20-something-year-old kids. 20-something, 30. Oh, I don't want to eat broccoli. You don't have to eat broccoli, Jimmy. And then, of course, now you're a grown-ass man, and you're like, no, if you don't want broccoli, you don't have to have it. Even though broccoli's actually good for you. But, yeah, too much of it, you might have some problems. They went to a bar and had some fun, played some pool. Man, I haven't played pool in so long. I'd love to play pool again. going to go to one of the bars down here just to play some pool. Oh, guys are going to be looking at me. What are you doing here? Going to play pool. What does it look like? Hey. Well, isn't that nice? Let's stop. I want to get some coffee, maybe tea. Oh yes, that sounds amazing. This cold is still a bit much. The three of you sit in comfortable silence with each other, your hand holding theirs. You lean across to give Heidi a quick kiss. Then do the same for Athena, who hums happily as your lips press together. Are you two enjoying this evening? Fuck yes. What she said, it's been incredible. I'm glad. I was hoping everything would turn out perfectly. I think it did. Yeah, couldn't get much better than this. You did good, baby. I'm glad, but we're not quite done yet. Oh? I called ahead and ordered dessert. Oh, what'd you get us? Take a look for yourself. The words are barely out of your mouth when you hear Athena gasp. No way! What? Heidi looks momentarily confused, but you can see the instant she realizes what's happening. Okay, so like, kings had a lot of wives, right? So if a king can have all these wives, well, why can't a man have two wives? If he wants two wives, he can have two wives. I never got the idea. They said, oh, it's bigamy. Big of you? No. I love you both beyond what I could have imagined. And I don't know where I would be if not for the two of you. Good gravy. You've been there for me. Through some of the worst times. Through some of the most painful moments, but also through triumph and through happiness. I do not want to know what the rest of my life would look like without either of you. Would you? You hear the screech begin in the depths of Heidi's throat before it percolates up and out of her tiny frame. Yes! You can hear it. You can hear it, guys. Will you? Yes! Hers is gonna be a little. They're like. And you notice it's not these giant diamonds? Like, there's some women that are like, I gotta have the biggest, shiniest diamond you can find. And they're like, no, a small diamond's fine. It's not the ring, it's about what the ring represents. A bond of commitment between two loving parties. Well, I sound like I'm gonna marry somebody. Fuck, I love you so much, Brit. I love you, Athena. Who knows? I might be marrying people, their AI partners, in a couple years. Who knows? Maybe that's what my future work will be. I'm only 40. There's still time for me to do some crazy job that hasn't been invented yet. Forever. Forever. And even that guy approves. Whoever that statue is supposed to be. He's looking. He's like, they didn't do that in my time. I love you, baby. More than you can imagine. I love you too, Heidi.
You girls are so beautiful. My girls. The three of you were already inseparable, but now... Now it felt like a real commitment. Something new. Something perfect. You've been fussing with this tie for the past 10 minutes, and it feels like it just gets more crooked with each new attempt. Frustrated, you're about to give up when you hear a knock at the door. Hey! Hey, cuz, come on in. Okay, what's wrong? I've been fucking with this damn tie for half an hour now, and it's driving me nuts. You just want to straighten it? Yeah, but the damn thing won't... Here, let me try. After just a moment's effort, she smiles and turns you back to face the mirror. There you go. You're a witch. What? Black magic. What devilry is this? You're such a dork. Let's see who's laughing when they're burning you at the stake. Or is it hanging? I can't remember what they did to witches. There's a rap verse in there somewhere. They did both, goofball. It just depends on where and when. Anyway, I just wanted to see how you were doing. I think I'm good. Nervous, but nothing too wild. You aren't rethinking your decision? To get married? No, to not invite... Oh. You wave her off and look back at the mirror, your hands moving up to fuss with the tie again, despite it being perfectly straight. No, never gave it a second thought. I doubt my mom would even want to hear from me. You might be surprised. And stop fucking with that. Heh, sure. I promise not to say anything, and I won't. I just don't want you to regret that choice. I won't, but I appreciate you looking out. Of course, your family. And for the next half hour or so, you're the only family I've got. Another knock at the door, and you smile at your cousin before stepping over to it. The men standing at your door are Heidi and Athena's fathers. Both have a serious, almost grave look on their faces. Grim, may we come in? Yes, of course. Sadie, could you... Sure, sorry, let me get out of the way. Who's this young lady? Sorry, Mr. Atos, Mr. Kamawala. This is my cousin, Sadie. Sadie, this is Athena's father. And this is Heidi's father. It's so good to meet you. We're all going to be family very soon. I look forward to that tremendously, Sadie. We were hoping to speak with Grim for a moment, would you? Yes, of course. So, what's up? We didn't get a chance to talk before, especially not alone. And we thought this would be a good time to have a chat. Yeah, sure. What can I do for you? We wanted to make sure you were ready for the life you've chosen, both for yourself and for our little girls. We weren't surprised by their devotion to each other. But you were a new addition to this, arrangement. So we want to be clear on this. Do you love them? Both of them? I really do. We get that a young man might see the situation and think with the wrong head, so you need to take a moment and ask yourself if that's what's happening here. If you aren't committed to them, the both of them, 100%, you have to say it now. Because if you fuck around with this, you hurt our girls. We will find you. And we will kill you. Another knock at the door interrupts you, and before you can answer, it swings open. I told you they'd be here. You two, leave the poor boy alone. We're just making sure we're all... I know what you're doing. Get back out and sit down, you big lumbering ape. Hey! I'm sorry, my love, but he does not deserve this from you. Leave him be. Fine. You remember. I mean, that looks like Mary Mike Hagar.
I'd be very fucking, like, what he says, I would take it to harsh consideration. And you, yeah, yeah, I'll even be. Uh-huh, come on now. You remember. Oh, please, you're not nearly as intimidating as Athena's father. Like, hell I'm not. That man could tear you apart with his bare hands. Get out of here. I'm so sorry, Grim. We'll see you after the ceremony. Thanks, Mrs. Camoliola. I keep fucking with that. If it's gonna keep on... Excuse me. I keep fucking with that. It's gonna come untied, and then I'm really boned. Okay, let's do this. The pastor's words... The pastor's. The pastor's words have barely registered to you over the sound of your own heart. It is 4 a.m, guys, by the way. You're marrying the girls of your dreams. It couldn't be any more perfect than this. Oh, they look gorgeous. I guess you could call it chance, but we know it's more than that. I love you girls so much. I now pronounce you partners from this day forward. You may kiss. I thought they would say, I now pronounce you man and wife. From this day forward, you may kiss. I mean, what's wrong with man and wives? Isn't that nice? I've said that about 3 times already. But I just love these happy endings. It's like Hallmark for men. Today has been amazing. Absolutely. What do they call it? Instead of Hallmark, it's Hall Fuck. Hall Fuck. Hallmark for me. I should do that. I should go in there and call him up and say, I got the best idea. You know what you do, Hallmark, and it's nice television for women right now, like mostly? What about Hall Fuck? Where it's all hardcore action, entertainment, and fucking, and there's romance stories too, and it's all for men. And it will sell so much, it'll be ridiculous. I'll be rich. Elon Musk will be asking me for money. I couldn't agree more, even with the death threats from your fathers. What? They were just being overprotective. I'll strangle him. Don't. I wasn't intimidated. Honestly, it was more confusing than anything. If any of us would be a heartbreaker, it's Heidi. Ah, how dare you? And on my wedding day, on this of the day of my daughter's wedding. I don't think I can shake it. Don't pout. Let's not pretend you aren't the wild child here. I can see how this marriage is gonna go. You two ganging up on me all the time. Yep, and I look forward to ganging up on you tonight. Oh, it's so much better when you make her blush instead of me. I can do it to you too, you know. Do it! No, I'm okay, I just... She tries to pull away, but you and Heidi laughingly drag her back to you. I mean, isn't that nice? It really is. It's nice and fucking wholesome. I love you both so much. We love you too, baby. Forever. I see you started the party without me. We figured you'd appreciate finding us like this. Oh, I do. Holy shit! Stupid jokes, both of us wishing we were old right then, cause we knew it was love. And everybody says take it. It even has like Hallmark friendly songs while they're fucking. I'm telling you, $1 million business in this. We can change television. You like the way her mouth feels on you like the way her mouth feels on you? Fuck, I do. I can't wait to feel it on me. I want you to fuck her pretty little pussy from behind while she licks mine. Damn. Heidi, kiss your mother with that mouth? Fuck. Oh, fuck her, baby. Fuck your wife. Fuck her while she eats your wife's pussy. There's a lot of wifing going on right now. God damn, you keep talking like that, I'm gonna blow. Got that hand free to high-five God. You're gonna come inside her, fill her pretty pink pussy, mark it as yours. Is this pussy mine? Yes, come inside me. Make me yours. Shit, you about to get him pregnant now. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm close. Inside, do it. Fuck. Your toes curl as you begin to pump your cum inside of Athena's pussy. You can hear the sound of your juices mixing with hers, the thrusting becoming more and more wet. Until you're spent. Were you close? No. But it felt wonderful. Damn. Good. That means I get a chance now. You are more than welcome to. I want you both to have orgasms tonight. At least one each. Two if we can push Athena that far. You don't need to make it a goal, babe. I know. I just want you to feel good. I appreciate that. Oh? Your tongue is so goddamn good. She's very talented. It doesn't take long for the two of you to work Athena into a frenzy, her hips undulating off the bed. She gasps as she pulls her lips from yours. I'm close. Good. Come on her lips. Feed her some of our cum. Fuck. Baby. Heidi's tongue is working her like mad now, flicking up and down over Athena's clit. You feel Athena's hand clawing at you now, the other dropping down to Heidi's hair as she grinds on her face. Coming! Heidi doesn't let up, and Athena lets out a keening wail as she climaxes. Aye! She grabs at you, bringing your face to hers, again, so she can kiss you. Thank you, both of you. I love it when you both make me cum. Good, because we love making you cum. I hope you're raring to go again. How could I not be? Athena orgasming is hard as fuck. Then it's time I got some of that cock. Heidi begins to ride you as she and Athena take turns kissing you. It's slow, deliberate at first, for which you're grateful. It gives you time to stretch her out a bit. No matter how frequently the two of you have had sex, she always feels like it's been months since the last time. Eventually, you manage to work your way entirely inside her, and you can feel her juices running down your shaft as she works your hips. Normal people are in bed right now. Me, I'm up reading adult games. Fuck! Fuck, I'm gonna come again! Baby, shit! She'll have to worry about that later in life. Just a little bit later, after he gets her pregnant. She'll be worried, she'll be dealing with a lot of baby shit. Oh no, Grim might end up changing the diapers. I mean, that's usually what happens after rough nights of unprotected sex like this. There's something about licking Athena's pussy that really gets Heidi going. You can feel her tightening on you again, almost to the point you have trouble thrusting inside her. And when she begins to twitch, her orgasm overtaking her, you have to slam your hips forward so your cock is all the way inside. You finally let your own climax develop, letting the tightness in your balls overcome you. Fuck. Coming! Nobody is on the pill tonight. I can feel it. Oh! I can feel it coming in the air tonight, folks! What's wrong? Nothing, I... She begins crying in earnest now, her hands moving to her face. Aw, babe. I'm just so happy. I love you both so much, and I never... I couldn't have guessed that today would happen. We love you too. Forever. You know, you gotta be strong enough for two women also. You guys gotta, you know, he hits the gym. If you notice, there's a lot of scenes with him in the gym. You don't necessarily have to go to the gym, but you do need to lift some kind of weights. You do need to lift stuff heavy. I'm one of these guys that's strong, but I don't have a lot of size, so I can pick up shit that people don't think I can pick up, because they look at me and like, oh, you can't pick them. I'm like, oh yeah, I can. I surprised these two ladies today. They thought, it was like, oh, don't hurt yourself. And they're like, oh shit, I got a muscle man right here is what the woman said. I said, yeah, I got it for you. I mean, I'm stronger than I look. our home. Come on. Wow. They bought a house too? It really is a fantasy. I love you. I love you too. I love you as well, babe. I love you too. He pinches her nose. Okay, I actually like this song. You little devil. Stay away from her, you creep. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Get him. You pervert, you dirty dog. What are they doing? Is that what women have always wanted to do? Good morning. Morning, cutie, babe. Oh, shit! Good morning. Man, you really gotta catch her because she will run on the fucking table. You're in a good mood. How could I not be? I own a house with two people I love the most. Ah. Man. Are they gonna eat all that? That's a lot. That's a lot of pancakes. I don't know what happened. I didn't touch nothing. Feeding him grapes like Dionysus. Wow. Yep, this is how those hall fuck endings are gonna be, right? It's like, but you're just born! No! We're action, sci-fi, fantasy, and wholesome romantic porn! Get it right! Say cheese! Come in, babe. This game is stupid. Shush. Pay attention to me! Here we go. Pay attention to me! Look at my titties, Grim. We're trying to look, what about my butt? Cute butt! Cars! Oh, they're playing Mario Kart. You're a loser. Aha, you're so evil. Yes! Come on, let's go find Pouty. Rah! Jesus, cowboy. Hey, I'm sorry I couldn't pay attention to you. I had to beat Athena. You didn't. Shush. I love you, gorgeous. I love you too, meanie. Ah, I want to fuck you so bad. Easy, tiger. Quit gawking. Why? Stop it. Your jealousy is kind of hot. Shut up. Are we abusing our husband this morning? Apparently. He's trying to make me jealous with some redhead. How dare he? Punch him in the balls. Gently punch him in the balls. That's almost worse, you have no idea. Don't worry, I won't hit you in the balls. Oh, good. Oh, shit. Ow, violent. Don't try to make me jealous. Yeah, that's my job. Your jealousy is hot. I'll bite you too, you little... No, I'm sorry, ha ha ha. I love you both. We love you too. Oh shit. Oh shit, apparently it really does hurt. Oh, I fucking said so. Wow, you barely tapped him. Right? It's crazy how much he's reacting. Poor baby, you want us to kiss it better? Yes, in a moment. Ugh. I love you, Grim. I'm sorry for hurting you. You better be. Fucking literal ball buster you are. Ha, new achievement unlocked. Ball buster. Achievement? What? It's nerd speech, dear. You wouldn't understand. Okay, this is much nicer. Ow, goddammit. Stop biting, you two. Ha ha ha. Wow, we ended on the same song that we began this video. Thank you so much for playing Bear Witness. We really hope you enjoyed it. There are currently 11 total endings with some branch based on choices, so we highly recommend playing the other routes and seeing all the endings. If you want to help support us, you can find the game on Steam or Patreon. You can find our Discord here if you have any questions or just want to chat. Outer Worlds is Storm writing and Slocky is the render. Special thanks for ScooterB852, who was in our corner from the start. To the countless devs who mentored us, slugged our work, and helped us to make Bear Witness. And to our patrons, who were patient beyond measure, who supported us through delays, and who are the reason we are able to create. Executive producers, right there. Producers. Associate producers. Discord moderators, playtesters, translators, Android port, Mara appears courtesy of Mythos by Nine of Swords Studio. Hana appears courtesy of Between Two Worlds by Drew Scotty Games. Don't worry, we're going to give you an hour and a half of Between Two Worlds. Matter of fact, you might see it when this video goes up. Oifi appears courtesy of Something to Write About, the author, by S.T.W.A. Dev. I have not even heard of this game. Adrian appears courtesy of Come Home by R.J. Rhodes. Now, I've been curious to play Come Home because it's very popular, and we might go ahead and do that eventually. Like, I mean, very soon. And at these links, Steam, Itch, and Subscribestar. Once again, thank you for playing Bear Witness. We love you. Oh, and be on the lookout for our upcoming game, Heaven's Door. This is a work of fiction. Alright, that's it, guys. So there's 11 more endings to find in this game. We only play one route. That's literally all we do. I'm happy with the route I chose. There may be other routes I might like more, but I like the routes I picked. I wanted those two girls. That was the perfect ending, and it went on for a long time. There was a lot of fun to be had. So, definitely enjoying this game, and you can support the whole team on Steam, Discord, and Patreon. So, do that. So, our next game... I don't know. I got some ideas. Definitely gonna be able to throw Monster College in now. I guess there's no reason I can't. Now that Bear Witness is done, we can just replace them with Monster College. Alright, guys, so I'm out, and I will see you next time.